Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on, suit on.
Giving them more
like a million bucks.
Things in his cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got this radio show. Man, how I got here, I really can't explain it. Only by the grace of God. That's all I can really tell you. I was talking with a buddy the other day, and he was telling me, he said, man, he had an interesting philosophy about it. He say, you can have dreams and visions. He say, but God will never show you what all he has for you. He won't show you all of it because he knows you'll mess it up. And you know what, man? I thought about that and wow, how true is that? Okay. I know that I got a radio show. I didn't see it. It's just become this major blessing for me. I didn't see it. But if I would have seen it and known when he had planned on giving it to me, I would have messed it up. Because number one, my first question would have been to him, why I got to wait so long. Why don't I go down here and start on the radio now? And then I'll be in radio. And then, ta-da, see there, God? But see, the thing about God is God don't need your help. Matter of fact, he don't really want it. All he wants is you to love him and obey him. If you can do them two things, I think, I could be wrong, I think he'd be really cool with us. So had I known about these blessings that he had for me, I would have messed them up because I would have put my thinking in the figuring process and that would have jacked it all up. That's the first thing I'd have asked him, why I got to wait so long. And then if he'd have shown me what I was going to have to do to get it, I would have sure messed that up. Man, I ain't finna do that. I ain't finna do all of that. Wait a minute. I got to go through all of these mishaps in my life so when I get the radio show, I have something to share. Man, why don't I just read a couple books and share that experience with them? Now, see, I want you to know what you're talking about. I want you to be transparent. I want people to be able to identify with your struggle and apply their struggle to it and see that they can get over. See, God never shows you all of it because he know we'll mess it up. I wouldn't have any books. I certainly, please know I would not be the host of Family Feud. Can I tell you that? It is amazing, man, how God works. And my invitation to everybody today is allow God to work. You know, you can ask him why all you want to. And from time to time, I still do. No good for me. But that old why me, old woe is me, Lord thing, that don't really get it for me. Because when I start asking him why, I'm asking somebody who has a thought process so high above mine that there's no way if he told it to me, I wouldn't even get it. You wouldn't either. I don't care how bright you think you are, man. You just ain't going to get how and why he does it his way. You're not going to understand it. But he has a plan for each and every one of us. And if we adhere to the plan, if we submit ourselves to his will and just say, okay, God, what you want me to do? I am telling you, it is the best way to live. Now, you can also do it the way I did it early on. You can just do what you want to do and see how it go from there. And I will tell you from personal experience, it's not going to go good. You know, my wife and I were talking the other day and she said something with me. And I had to write it down. She said, Steve, you know, the funny thing about sin, she say sin costs you more than you want to pay and causes you to stay longer than you want to stay. I asked my wife where she got that from. She said some old person told it to her. She said, sin costs you more than you want to pay and causes you to stay longer than you want to stay. That's the problem, man, about doing what you want to do. Because we are all sinners, man. All of us. All of us. Every last one of us are sinners. You will be a sinner until you die. Now, you could be saved by grace, but you're going to be a sinner, man. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to, in your life, knowingly do wrong. I bet you will. I don't know who you think you are. I don't know who you've been listening to, but get this. We are sinners. We were born into a world that is sinful. Now, it's okay. It's okay. It's our world. But we can make the best of it because we can form a relationship with God and we can go to war with this thing, you know, and we can win. You can actually get over. Being born into this world is not an end all. It doesn't mean you're doomed. Nah, man, because God is available to give you life and not only give you life, but give it to you more abundantly. I have more of an abundant life than I've ever had. If you took away the finances, trust and believe, I have so many things I could tell you that I'm grateful for my wife, for my children, man, for my family, for the few friends that I have, for the work that I do, man, for the respect that some people, that I feel around some people, from the reputation I've earned. Now, I ain't cool with everybody. I got that. I'm cool. I ain't cool with everybody. Everybody ain't cool with me. Everybody don't like me. Man, get past that right there. I don't care what you do. Everybody ain't gonna like you. Some people didn't like Jesus. What did he do? What did he do wrong to anybody? Show it to me where he was just out there just messing over folks and you could justify all that happened to him. Just show it to me. But he knew everybody ain't gonna like me. I just come to save y'all. You understand? I got you ain't feeling me. You're gonna spit on me. You're gonna hang me up there. You're gonna pierce my side. You're gonna do all that to me. When you get through, I still love you. That's a powerful statement, man. God will take care of you. If you form this relationship with him, he has something for you. He has a plan for you that is beyond your imagination. He will give you the desires of your heart, but he also has some stuff in store for you that you're not even asking for, that he is willing to ship to an address that belongs to you as long as you stay on the right path and are trying your best. God will ship you the blessing anyway. Because please know he's done it to me. I'm a living witness to this, that God will ship you blessings and you ain't going to be perfect. But if he know your heart, man, if he know you trying to do better, if he see you trying to change, if he see you trying to get it right, he understands that you're going to stumble all the way through this thing. But if he know your heart and he know you trying to get it right and you doing the best you can, boy, he'll ship some stuff your way, man. You really be tripping, man. You would really be tripping. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, it's crazy, ain't it?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to say thank you. Appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for all you've done for us. Appreciate you for another ride, another opportunity, another shot, another deal, another goal. Man, grateful, gratitude. If you start with gratitude, it affects your attitude, which in direct correlation with your altitude. You get them twos together, baby, you can be something. I'm on fire today. Grateful. Hallelujah. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Well, as always, it is my honor to find out what's going on with you today, Junior.
You know what, Unc? Married. I'm married.
I's married now.
Yeah, and I think I figured out what marriage is now. I think I got it.
You ain't, but go ahead though.
Yeah, I got it. I think marriage is good. I think it really is this.
Go ahead.
Marriage means to me going to the store. That's all I do. Yeah, yeah. I go to the store. I know everybody down at the grocery store.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Because that's all she asked me to do. Could you go to the store? Why am I always going down to the store? I know Grace down there. I know Phil. I know Dan. I know everybody down at the store. If you're looking for Booyah Cubes, they're on aisle 7. I'm telling you, this stuff at the grocery store, that's all I do is go to the store. I'm not meant for nothing else. Just going to the store. That's it. Yeah. That's all my life is. That's what marriage means to me. Go to the store. That's it. That's all I got to do. Yeah.
Well, you got a nice marriage.
Yeah, that's it.
Enjoy it.
Why you say that, huh?
I wish all I had to do was go to the store.
You ain't been to the store. You ain't been down. You ain't finna make a bleed. You been down to the store.
I'm going to the store.
Yeah. No. You don't do that.
No, bro, do you know how fortunate you are? First of all, to be able to go to the store. I'd love to be able to go to the store sometime. Now, I did take a golf trip last year, and I rented a tour bus to go to Florida in it. Because I didn't feel like flying, right? I just wanted to ride. And we messed around. We had to get gas. And I got out and I went in a store, like a quick trip, out on the road. And Lord, I saw stuff I had not seen in years. You know they sell you can buy a single banana at a quick trip. Bro, I was in there going, what the hell is going on? You can buy a damn banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see that.
We know that.
Bro, I was in there, just, I couldn't believe it. They got a pack with some cheese in it, some crackers in it. They ain't refrigerated, and a little red stick. And you spoon out the cheese and put it on the cracker. They sell that too down there.
Yeah.
You literally ain't fit to
this. I was in there touching stuff. And now let me tell you something else they got. They got these Slurpees down there with a cup so damn big, it take two hands to hold it. a giant Slurpee. And you make it yourself, and it come out this machine like an ice cream machine, and it's slush, and it fill up. But you can squirt extra syrup in it with your hand, and can be pick any color.
You need to get out more, Steve. Thank you. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is pizza delivery, Shirley. Down there at the penitentiary, somebody wants a pizza. See if we can't get some pizza up here in the quote-unquote in the joint. Pizza delivery. Let's go, cat dog.
General Pizza. May I help you?
Hello, I'm trying to order pizza.
Okay, can you hold for me, please?
All right.
Okay, sorry about that, sir. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I need to order 10 pizzas.
You want 10 pizzas? And what kind of crust was that going to be?
I need 6.
Sir, can you talk up for me, please?
I need 6 cheese pizzas.
6?
6 cheese pizzas on thin crust.
What kind of crust was that again?
Thin.
Thin. 6 cheese thin crust pizzas. And do you want any other toppings on that, sir?
No, I need two meat lovers.
What was that again? Can you speak up a little bit? I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
I need 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers, is that?
Yes, 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers pizza. Okay, and what kind of crust would you like on that, sir?
That's thick crust.
You said you wanted thin crust on that?
Thick.
Sir, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Can you speak up for me?
I need 2 meat lovers with thick crust.
Thick crust, okay.
All right, and then the last is 2 veggies on thin crust.
2 bed sheets?
Veggies.
Two veggies on the thick crust.
Do y'all deliver to gated community?
Okay, can you hold for a second for me, please, sir? Okay, sorry about that, sir. Okay, can I get your phone number?
342-689.
Okay, I heard 342-689, but I didn't get the rest of those numbers. Can I get an area code or?
No, my number 342-689.
Okay, I need to get the whole 7 digits and the area code so that we can put you in the computer to try to find your location.
I told you my number. My number is 342-689.
Okay, sir. Let me get my manager on the phone. Excuse me, wait. This is my phone. Uh-huh. He's giving me like 6 numbers.
I'll take care of it. Sir, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, I ordered 10 pizzas, 6 cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veggies. I'm trying to see if, do y'all have a problem delivering to a gated community?
Oh, not at all. We deliver to a gated community all the time. Let me just get a number for you and an address.
Right, my number 342-689.
Sir, that's only 6 digits. We need 7 digits. Well, actually, your area code plus your 7 digits.
Okay, I don't. If you just leave it with the guard, he'll make sure I get it.
No, sir, I don't think you understand. I need to have a phone number where I can call you. We can go in and out of the gate. That's not a problem. When I get there, I want to deliver directly to you.
You can't go in and out that gate. Shh, listen. You can't go in and out that gate.
Sir, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up some?
Okay. I'm trying to get 10 pizzas delivered, and you just drop it off with the guard.
Sir, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to deliver the pizza to you directly. The guard is not who's getting the pizza, right? I'm delivering it.
Well, he gonna pay you. I'm cool with the guard. He gonna pay you.
Okay, well, where are you located? Let's do this. Where are you located?
I'm in Angola.
Angola?
Angola.
And where is Angola?
Angola. Y'all don't know where Angola. I'm in Angola.
Angola, Louisiana?
The penitentiary.
Huh? So we can't deliver pizza to Angola penitentiary?
Look, I ordered 10 pizzas from her. 6 cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veggies. Look, I can't be on this phone too much longer.
Listen, sir, I know what you're saying, but we're not delivering to Angola. Do you know where we're located? You got to call somebody. We're in Dallas. Look, you got to call somebody in Angola, Louisiana.
Look, I'm trying to get these 10 pizzas. Look, lady, I'm not finna go back and forth with you.
Exactly, and I'm not going to go back and forth with you either. We are unable to deliver this pizza to you, okay?
Why?
Because you are in the penitentiary, sir. No one delivers pizza to people in the penitentiary.
People in the penitentiary can't order pizza?
No, sir, they cannot. We do not deliver to the penitentiary. And then we're in Dallas. Do you know how long it would take to get pizza to Angola?
I don't give a d-. Let me tell you, okay, who the manager there?
I am the manager. You're speaking with the manager.
What's your name?
Never mind what my name is. Just know that I'm the manager.
Okay, let me say this to you. Since you're the manager there, if I don't get no pizzas here tonight, when I get out in 3 years, I'm coming down there and I'm going to f*** you up.
So who the f*** you think you're talking to? You ain't going to f*** me up in 3 years. I won't be here. But matter of fact, I just might stay here for 3 years. So when you come back...
Let me tell you something. If y'all don't bring these pieces to this penitentiary and get it to the guard before he get off work, then but it's gonna be some around here. Now I didn't order these 10 pizzas and everybody on the cell block is waiting on them.
Sir, I don't care about you and your folk on your cell block. You are in the penitentiary and I don't even know why you calling. Are you on my phone? This is a business, okay? And I have a job to do. I am not delivering pizzas to a penitentiary.
So y'all discriminating about where y'all bring pizzas at?
No, we don't discriminate, but we ain't located in Angola unless you gonna give me some petrol for my metro. I ain't coming.
Let me tell you something. I want you to remember these numbers. 342-689. If you see that spray painted on your house or that damn pizza place, then you know my thing got out and I'm looking for your 342-689.
I don't give a about 342-689 and 743. What I'm saying is your is grass if you come up here in 3 years and guess what? Don't drop the soap.
Who you think you talking to?
That's what I said.
Who you think you talking to?
You better get off my phone.
I got one more thing to tell you before I get out in 3 years. What? These are the last words I'm going to say to you.
Hey, what's that?
You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Say what you got to say.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be. You got to be freaking kidding me, man. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this is Nephew Tommy.
I think they ought to be allowed to have a pizza. I really do. I don't see nothing wrong with that. A nice little old pizza. It ain't going to hurt nothing.
Oh, okay.
You don't think so?
No, what are you doing time?
I have no opinion. The rules are the rules over there.
All right, Nephew. Thank you. Coming up next.
I'll meet you at the gate.
It is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has a court-ordered paternity test. Risa Tisa, the woman behind the viral Who the F Did I Marry series, is going to open up on the Tamron Hall show. And the floor game show contestants could name any famous black people, including you, Steve Harvey. You know that game show with Rob Lowe? Yeah. Anyway, they couldn't name any famous black people. Not even you, Steve. What? We'll talk about all of these stories coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Lourdes in Roanoke. Lourdes writes, my wife starts nagging me as soon as I get home. Last night, she went in on me about yard work, so I ignored her. She threw a cup of Coke on me to get my attention. I told her to watch herself. She told her dad I threatened her. He's going to get cursed out if he comes over here. Why would she lie like that?
It's okay. Let him come on over there. Then you tell him the truth in front of her, you know. Mm-hmm. That's all. Why would she lie like that, man? Your wife crazy. Why y'all still married? You ain't throw no coke on me to get my attention, you know, because she know you ain't going to do nothing, which is the right thing for you not to do. But no, I'm not staying in a relationship like that. You know, a man can be abused, too. I come home, you bother me about some yard work, then I ignore you, throw coke on me. You know, we ain't doing this here. Watch yourself now. He threatened me. Okay, bring your daddy over here. Daddy get his ass whipped in my house. Okay, bring your old ass over here if you want to.
All right, moving on to Bridget in Columbus. Bridget says, my daughter is 9 and she comes home daily with grown folks gossip about her teachers that are messing around. My daughter is inquisitive. The principal calls her nosy. Should I report the principal and the teachers to the administration?
Well, you can't call this little girl nosy. This little girl has no business knowing this. True. So what the principal need to do is bring these teachers in and find out what's going on, how this is a subject around some 9-year-olds. Right. It ain't that the girl is nosy. She down at the school to get educated. Mm-hmm. Now, her part of her education is what Mr. Riley and Miss Bankston is doing. So now, y'all need to work on what y'all teachers is putting out to the students. Now, that's problem one. Now, I would tell my daughter, stay out of grown folks' business. Don't talk about business that ain't yours. I work on her at the house. But you're not finna come in talking about my daughter nosy. Yeah. What? Somebody it's called inquisitive at 9. It ain't nosy. It's what is that?
How does she know all this? Like
yeah.
You said, what
are
y'all doing?
They get it in
every day. Mama. Andrew in Tampa says, I got caught cheating 2 years ago, and after the smoke cleared, I started cheating again. I don't think I can be a one-woman man. I've been married for 3 years. Is this normal?
Yeah, you got to get out, dog. You got to get out, dog. You can't be a one-woman man. You got to get out.
Yeah, after the smoke clears.
And you got to understand something about temptation. Temptation faces us all. And it can be temptation with lust. It could be temptation with money. It could be temptation with just doing the right or wrong thing. No one is exempt from temptation. I want to tell you got to stay prayed up. And you got to constantly work on all that. Yeah. When you get through, here it is.
Yeah.
Dog.
Still going to be there.
Yeah.
When you get through praying about it and you get through staying prayed up and in the word, here it come again.
Handle it better when you do all those things.
Need to go to the stove.
What's
up? All right. This little boy right here. I'm this right here. Junior, the rate you going, you got about 3 years, man. You got to help make some damn adjustments. You got about 3 years max from just here. Anyway, here you going to make it. You got it.
Okay. All right.
I'm trying to save you, man. I'm your mentor. Lord. This got doom wrote all over it. If your ass don't hear up and make some adjustments to his marriage. He got to make some damn adjustments. Everything got to quit surprising him.
Yeah.
He has got to quit getting surprised.
Yeah.
You as right, last a one, mentor. Steve.
Man. Wait a minute. I got to go to the stove. Go to the stove.
Last one, Steve. Chandra in Harlem says that my husband has 9 tattoos. His mom's name and our daughter's name are on his chest. His aunt just died and he got her name tatted on him. Mm. I asked if he'd ever tap my name. He said we might not be together forever. Should I be worried?
Concerned, yeah.
Yes.
Well, he telling the truth, but, you know, the daughters is always his daughter. The mama always his mom. Mm-hmm. Auntie always his auntie. You might not always be the wife.
Yep.
Wow.
You don't make the body.
Man, if I was putting women on my body, my chest be full. Marjorie would be saying, where is my name going to go? Where?
Yeah. Is there any space to put this room?
Man, y'all need to cut this mess out right here.
Yeah, she feels disrespected, Steve, the wife.
Well, it's not disrespect. Nobody on his name body is not related. If he had another woman's name on there, she'd have a valid point. Mm-hmm. But they're all related to him.
Daughters.
My blood relatives.
Yeah,
blood relatives. Yeah. So that ain't a bad thing.
She's still not putting kind of way though. The wife is.
Well, you know, and
but she got to deal with it, then.
You know.
All right, fellas.
You know, you get a fake one put on. It's gonna wear off. You want to do that? A henna or something? Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah.
Well, so what if your wife got her children's name, her father's name, her aunt's uncle's name, all relatives? Would you want her to have your name too?
My wife can't sit through no damn thing. She can't do that no way.
You say that's A.
I know good hell well Marjorie ain't giving me that. I ain't gonna worry about that.
Steve. On her own, Steve.
Nothing.
don't know when they're going to put it on there, because every time I see it, she's putting some lotion on or something. So I don't know when they're going to put it on.
When they're going to have time.
Got to stay moisturized. Got to stay moisturized. Man.
Nah, yeah. I wouldn't do that either. Anne's name.
Yeah, but she wants her name on his chest. That's what this is all about.
It ain't happening.
Nah.
Keep it moving.
She's just got to deal with it. So every day she's going to be thinking, am I going to be, are we going to be together? Are we going to be together?
Spouses come and go.
Yeah.
Now you tattooing somebody.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah. Wow.
Got a last one, Shirley? You got one more?
That was it.
That's it.
Okay. Well, ain't no tattoos.
Nah.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
Junior finna go to the store.
I'm going to the store.
Get that. That's a tattoo.
Get a tattoo. I'm going to the store.
You'll be Walmart tattooed on you.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, there's a new game show on Fox. I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's called The Floor. It's hosted by Rob Lowe, who doesn't age, by the way. He looks so good.
He looks the same. He's
so
from
cute.
The 80s,
yes.
Almost.
Recently, there were some white contestants on the game show who could not name any, and I mean any, famous black people. They passed on naming images of Steph Curry, Harriet Tubman, Tracee Ellis Ross, Dennis Rodman. Who doesn't know Dennis Rodman? And they passed on you, Steve.
A lot of people don't know Dennis Rodman.
Really?
We black people, Shirley. We know all us.
Where are these white folks from?
I think he crossed over,
Steve. How you
don't
know Steph Curry and Steve Harvey? How you don't know that?
Kim Jong-un. They know Dennis Rodman. But anyway, more importantly, they did know you, okay? And you're everywhere.
Yeah, they had your images.
Yeah.
You saw?
It wasn't blurred out that much.
Right!
I like Rob Lowe's reaction, though. When he saw it and they saw me and they opened it up, he just dropped his head. He said,
when they said pass, he's like, yes, no, Steve
how
Harvey.
Do you not know Steve Harvey?
We need
this
some
is
new
craziness.
But it kind of
cool
shows.
With the Steve. You're
but
cool with the
shows.
Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure. You're cool I'm with fine. The Steve that they didn't know you?
Oh, no. It don't change nothing for me. It don't change a damn what? Thing.
What were you saying, Carla? It kind of shows what?
It's kind of sad.
Very sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. Yeah, because it only shows that they
know.
Well,
you know what it's kind of like to me?
What?
Like, them not knowing me is like Junior not being Santa Claus.
Okay. Nobody know this, boy.
What?
Don't nobody know this. Why are you bringing that up? You gotta ask Junior permission to bring that up. You
nah,
out of line.
Fine, dog. I don't care, dog.
You out of
it's
line.
It's called mentoring.
No, it's
Junior.
Not.
Junior, I'm just gonna tell Steve people. Just let me help you understand something. I have to deal with this all the time.
Yes,
Junior read for a part in a movie and he didn't get it.
Okay.
And he was a little bummed out about it.
And how
now,
is this the
what?
Same as a contestant on the game?
It's not.
Well, the white folks didn't know me. Now, I'm a little bit bummed out by it.
I knew you were. That's why I asked you. And then finally, you admitted it.
Okay. Okay.
Junior ain't Santa Claus, and I ain't famous as I thought I was. Ta-da! I'm going to need me some alcohol to get through this.
You don't even
this
drink.
Show here, boy. Tough crowd, I can tell you.
Yeah, what else you got, Shirley?
All right, come on. Come on, Mr. Non-Famous. All right, this is according to the Dallas Morning News. Jerry Jones, the owner who of the Dallas Cowboys, he's a billionaire, of course. He's going to have to submit to a paternity test. A Texas judge ordered him to take one. He's 80 years old. He has to provide DNA to determine if he fathered 27-year-old Alexandra Davis, because she believes Jerry Jones is her dad. Davis has DNA proof that her mom's divorced husband is not the father. Alexander Davis claimed last year in a lawsuit that Jerry Jones paid child support and hush money to her mom. Davis alleged that Jerry Jones made three payments to her mom worth $500,000. He also established a trust in Alexandra Davis's name. Jerry Jones has denied he's her dad. After all, he just celebrated last year his 60th wedding anniversary. What's at stake here? Ooh. That's the big question. Why is she trying to get Jerry Jones?
Well, you can have, listen to me, you can have wedding anniversaries and kids at the same time.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But anyway, this is what's at stake. This is why she's trying to get this DNA to prove that he is her dad. Because it would be a slice of the Dallas Cowboys empire worth $9 million. Estimated $9 million. Billion. I'm sorry, $1 billion. Billion with a B.
Oh, we got to take this test. Oh, hell yeah.
Well,
Jerry, my dad.
She not going to get that big of a slice of the $9 billion. Just understand that.
Well,
how much of a slice? How much we talking, Dina?
Well, see, what's going to happen is if he turns out to be
her dad,
there will be a settlement. First of all, there will be appeals out the Yang Yang. His lawyers is going to go to work. They're going to deny. They're going to appeal. It's going to be a long time before he take a DNA test. I want y'all to understand that. Because that's going to be an appeal. It's going to be a long time before he even take the test. Then when the results come back, if they show positive, here comes the appeals.
You are the
Then that's going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
By then, by the time all this go through, Jerry gonna be out of here.
Well, he's still
80. She's still entitled if he's he's her dad. She still get a slice though, right?
But he's saying just won't get $9 billion. But
yeah, they're gonna go off to the side.
Okay,
they're gonna go off to the side and make a payment. This gonna go away, y'all. Mm-hmm. You this is gonna go away.
She ain't gonna be in the suite at the Cowboy games and all that.
No, you don't see that. She ain't gonna get up and none of that.
Rooting for that.
Yeah, season tickets, but this gonna be way.
Not on the floor.
Not
on the floor.
Shirley, there is no floor at the stadium. You're going to be. That's what you got the wrong sport. She gonna be up in there. She gonna get season tickets, but they gonna be there by them lights.
Oh, way up top. Way up top.
She's going to be able to reach up and burn her hand on a light.
That's how close to the top, to the back.
Whatever. Jerry Jones
Well,
could be
I
her
hope
daddy.
She gets the money if he's her daddy. Period. $9 billion, $2 billion.
But they're in Texas, y'all. Trust me when I tell you. They're going to find a way around a lot of this. She's going to get a check. But it ain't gonna be what you talking about? A slice? It's gonna be so thin. But
it's coming up nice, 20 minutes after the hour. Today is Super Tuesday. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today is Super Tuesday. It is here. This is the day when the largest number of states hold their presidential primaries and caucuses. 15 states are holding primaries today. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. Super Tuesday is a big deal. As a matter of fact, it's a huge deal because about a third of the delegates will be allocated by each party to decide their respective presidential nominee. In addition, there are other important items on today's ballot, filling vacant seats in the Senate and House of Representatives races and local elections for prosecutors, judges, city council, and school board members. Okay, so it's not just about the presidential election. You got all these local elections and all that stuff. So please, today, get out and vote.
Super Tuesday is today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just going to be real with you, man. I'm tired of asking people to vote. Damn, I mean, it's our obligation as people to vote.
In every election.
I know it's in your way. I know it's inconveniences your day. But people died for us to vote. And they wanted to vote so bad. Now we get the privilege and we, I don't feel like going down that day. It ain't going to change nothing. It changes everything. Do you know if it were not for black people, listen to me, Donald Trump would have been president again. Do you know why? Because we changed it in Michigan. We changed the results in Philly. and we changed the results in Georgia.
Georgia
was the last one that was the deciding factor. And all those votes came from counties that were predominantly black in Michigan, Detroit, Milwaukee, and when it got to Philly, the black districts, and when it came to Atlanta, Fulton County, Cobb, and all them showed up. That's why Donald Trump is not president. You must have learned then that your vote makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, damn.
Yeah, you matter.
Yeah. You matter. Yeah, this man caught a case behind this.
Right.
Charges. Do you understand?
Your vote matters, as you can see.
Yes. They was climbing over that wall on January 6th with they non-rioting ass because they mad because we showed up and they man ain't in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then they tried to say the election was stolen and all of that.
And white people, y'all need to start checking with black people before y'all ride. First of all, y'all ride in the daytime. We see all y'all.
We got camera phones. We got evidence.
Damn, at least we wait till dark. Y'all don't know no ride rules.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, please get out and vote, people. We will check your voicemail, Steve, at 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check your voicemail, Steve. If you would like to leave a message for Steve, call him. 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air. This is Ron from Harlem, Steve. He wants to comment on Blacks for Trump.
Hey, Steve, this is Ron from Harlem. The other day you had Reverend Sharpton on who had a question for Black Trump supporters. The question was, do you have no shame? The answer is they have no brain. When Trump, the great verbal anesthetizer, has his Klan rallies disguised as campaigning, and he has those no-brain Uncle Tom Blacks suffering from Stockholm Syndrome strategically sitting behind him wearing T-shirts saying Blacks for Trump. How do you support someone who hates you, belittles your entire race, and supports white supremacist groups that want to eliminate your entire race? Here's a few slogans that make just as much sense as Blacks for Trump. Turkeys for Thanksgiving, roaches for raids, slaves for slavery. All those make just as much sense as Blacks for Trump.
I love Ron.
Ron from Harlem.
For raid was my favorite one. Roaches for raid. Come on, man. Come on, bro. That's the best one.
Yes.
These are slogans that make just as much sense. Slaves for slavery and roaches for rape. Blacks for Trump. Hey, dog, excuse me. I need y'all to write that down for me. I'm finna use that every day. First of all, do me this favor. Listen to it again. I want his name because I'm going to give him full credit.
Yeah,
Ron, he is now going to be my slogan as to why we need to vote. Mm-hmm. Ron from Harlem says, Blacks for Trump make about as much sense as slaves for slavery and roaches for rape.
We'll play it again before we leave today.
Oh, that's
Steve.
My dude, man. Thank you, man. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ron kept it 100, didn't he?
All right. Moving on to James, the truck driver. He says his wife has a gambling problem. Take a listen.
Steve, my name is James, and I am a truck driver, and my wife spends about $800 a month going to the casino in Wetumpka. And I need to know what I can do to get her to stop going to that casino, giving them that money. She spends more than she brings home. And like I say, I work all the time, and true enough, she sits home all the time, but I've tried to talk to her to let's take a vacation to go to Hawaii. I've tried to get her to take a cruise with me. I've tried to get her to do several things with me on my days off. But yet, she would rather go to casino. And I would like to know what would be the best way to get her to stop going to the casino and giving them her hard-earned money. I'd rather for her to go shopping and buy her some clothes instead of giving it to the casino. So tell me what your view on it is. Have a great day. Thank you.
Well, first of all,
James,
great husband, hard situation. Mm-hmm. Now, you've talked to her. She's got a gambling problem. We all agree. $800 a month down at the casino. James said, I'd rather her go shopping and buy clothes.
Yeah.
Than take it down there and give it away. So this man right here. Here's your only solution, James. She stays at home all day. You bring all the money home. I think what you're going to have to start doing, James, is you're going to have to get into the bill paying process. Make sure you take care of your house, your lights, your food, your groceries, all like that. Then I think you're going to have to deduct $800 after that.
Mm.
And then let her go down to the casino with whatever left. But I think you're going to have to take that $800 and pull it to the side yourself.
But you can't
after
stop.
You take care of the rent, the gas, electric, then once you pay that, take $800 and put it somewhere in an account with your name on it.
He's a dick.
And now, whatever she want to go gambling with now, she can go on down there.
Wow, she won't even go on a vacation with him. He wants to take her
she
to has Hawaii.
A she need counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah, she need counseling. She addicted.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I know one damn thing. We're going to be minus $800 next check.
I like it, Steve. I like
it. That's what we're going to do first.
Coming up next, it is the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, if it's in the house, it's mine. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This one right here, Shirley, is that your husband? Is that your husband? I should have really titled this Inspector Gadget. That's what I really should have titled.
Oh.
I should have titled it Inspector Gadget. But I didn't. Anyway, let's go, Cat Dog. Is that your husband?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Karen.
This is Karen.
Karen, hey, listen, my name is Mark. Are you married to Jason?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I got the right person. Listen, I don't even know how to say this to you. Like I said, my name is Mark. I follow my wife today.
Uh-huh.
And right now I'm at a park and I'm almost certain that my wife is right now. I'm about 200 or 300 yards away, but I'm almost certain my wife is holding hands, with your husband, Jason. So
hold on. When you see my husband at the park with your wife, how long have you been following them?
I followed my wife this morning because I just was feeling like real weird about, you know, something going on. And I followed her and I'm at the park right now. And, I think she's with Jason. I think she's with your husband.
What type of car do you see Jason in?
A Lexus.
What color is it?
White.
Okay, that's him. So he's supposed to have went to work today. And this Sunday, and they had some overtime that he's supposed to be doing at work today. And he's at a park with your wife. Are you close to them?
So I'm not close to him. I tried to stay back. Wait. Hold up. She just kissed him.
She just kissed who?
My wife just kissed your husband.
What'd you say your wife's name is again?
My wife's name is Veronica.
Veronica. Okay, what park they at?
They at Langley Park. I'm at Langley Park right now. I'm about 200 yards away from them, and I'm looking at. She just kissed him again. I cannot believe this, man.
I know well. You're not telling me that your wife is kissing my f-ing husband. How did you get my number? That's all up. Back this up. How did you get my number? And who are you?
Like I said, my name is Mark. A buddy of mine named Fitzgerald. Fitz knows. He knows Jason.
I don't know Fitzgerald. I don't want to know how you get my number.
Fitz gave me your... Fitz told me he knew Jason and some kind of way got me your phone number. I don't even know who he got your number from. All I know is your husband is kissing my wife right now. That's what I know.
Okay, you just sitting there watching. Give me the number. We can change this right now. You sitting there watching on some Spectre Gadget. I'm going to bust all this up because I don't play that. Because he said he had to work this morning, some of the overtime... don't have time. Who does that in the park with some body? It's too cold to be in a park anyway. You can't feed no ducks. Give me the address of this Langley Park.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. They're getting a blanket out the car.
Now, who does that? I know well, he ain't no romantic type of guy. He never take me to no park,
but they're getting a blanket out the car and going deeper into the park. I cannot believe this. They getting the blanket. Now I'm looking at.
Give me the park address.
They got wine and wine glasses.
Mark. Give me the address of the park. You on some white boy stuff? I'm trying to go. I'll bust that up. I don't have time for that calling me all started and watching your wife. I'm not going to watch and I'm going to hand him his ass. Okay, let's stop this right now. Take your over there to the park and give him the phone. I don't have time for this. You sitting up there watching your wife with my you calling me. What kind of you?
Say what?
You supposed to be up there getting on that because if I was there, I'd be the slap that and I've been handing him his cap. Go hand him the phone. Take up there and hand him the phone. What the hell are you calling me for?
I'm trying to see what else they going to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
You done seen enough. All that pointing that he over there doing, pulling out a guy. What you want, wait to see him? Take your ass over to hand him the phone. I know Jason ain't in no park with no. I'm got my at home. I am on our third child pregnant with a baby. But I don't give a. I'll go up there and whoop his while I'm pregnant. I know well Jason ain't in no park with no. Don't hand him the phone.
Let me step out the truck. Hold on. They drinking wine right now.
I don't give a about that. Go hand him the phone. Walk over and hand him the phone. I don't know what you do with yours. I don't play about mine.
Oh, man, they just...
Mark. I don't know who you are, but go hand him the phone. Go hand him the phone. You sitting up there watching with your weak. Who in the are you anyway?
That's my wife he with. He with my wife.
You must be old. Because if you was one of them big old yoked up black one of us got on this. Who does that? You sitting up there watching him at the park. I'm telling you now, I'm whooping that when I see her. I'm whooping your wife. Then I'm whooping Jason. And I'm going to slap your calling me with this. You sitting up there calling me, got my blood pressure scar high while you sitting up there watching my husband with your wife. You supposed to be all on top of that. Okay. Yeah, when I see you got that coming too. But I'm going to find this Langley Park right now. I'm going to get off the phone because I'll be up there. I'm going to show you how.
Okay, hold on. Somebody want to talk to you.
Give him the phone.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
This Tommy.
Tommy who?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
This is some you almost made me have my baby up in this house this morning. And I got two more months to go.
Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
He's no better than that shit. I'm whooping anyway when he come on.
He told me, he said, look, man, my wife is a no-nonsense. She don't take no drama, none of that.
That don't make no sense because I was like, what man sit there and watch their wife at the park? What man does that? This is crazy. But you tell him, I got him. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got to ask you this, baby. One more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah. I'm going to get Jason with this. No, Tommy, I'm going to get you. I'll show you what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm just going to name the baby Tommy. Tell him that for a joke.
Tell him you're going to name the baby Tommy?
Yeah, tell Jason that I'm going to name the baby Tommy.
Come on up in here on this great getting up Tuesday.
Serious by mind. She was not having it.
Yeah, I love her.
That's a real wife right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this. Stop playing.
What are you doing?
All right. Next on my list is Richmond, Virginia. I added a show on Thursday night. Tickets are on sale right now. Friday and Saturday are sold completely out. So get your tickets. That would be March the 14th in Richmond, Virginia. The nephew is coming to town. Tickets on sale right now. Laying in the cut. Going to hang out with one of my best boys in the world, Paul Davis. That would be Davis Entertainment. Montgomery, Alabama at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Saturday night, March the 30th, baby. That would be me, J.J. Williams, celebrity, the comedian, and the one and only Earthquake in the building. All right? It's going to be straight ignorant in Montgomery. I'm here to let you know. Straight stupid.
in Montgomery. Everybody on there is ignorant. Yes. Great foolery.
Yeah. And you and your friend Paul, he's tall. He looks like a Paul, big version of you.
Paul, a big
just
version
like
of me.
Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Big version.
I met him for the first time. Actually, a good dude, man.
Uh-huh.
Good dude.
Like same freckles and everything.
Just alike. You guys could be twins, for real.
Except that's my Steve. Dude.
Way bigger than Tommy. Shocking. Look like the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yes, in the movie Twins.
Look,
yes,
look at you know the movie with the right people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you see that right there. I'm surprised you, man. I think it's time for another hip hop quiz if you ask.
Okay, now.
Oh.
Uh oh.
He loves hip hop quiz. He loves that.
All right, guys. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, if it's in the house, it's mine. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, if it's in the house, it's mine. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 11 years, and we have a son. My husband is 8 years older than I am, and he has old school values and ideas. He is great with our finances, and I'm not. I spend a lot of money on our child's extracurricular activities and his annual school fundraisers. I hate that I have to ask our friends to support our child, and I have to do this single-handedly because my husband won't ever help me. So I use cash that he keeps in the house, or I use our credit card. My husband never questioned me, but last week I sent our child to school with $650 cash to donate to the fundraiser because I don't have time to beg. My child came home and bragged to his daddy that he raised the most money, and my husband looked at me and didn't make eye contact before he could speak. I told him we would talk about it later. Before bed, he asked me how our child raised the most money. I told him I got the money out of his safe under the bed. He tried to lecture me about stealing money, and I had to remind him that what's his is mine and vice versa. If it's in the house, it is mine. I also went off on him about not supporting our child and leaving after school activities and fundraisers up to me. He told me that's a mother's job. I told him that's exactly why I take whatever I need. My husband hid the safe after that night. Why does he act like I'm stealing from him? I know I could have told him before I took that money, but what is the big deal? Well, there is a big deal. People do get tired of endless school fundraisers, so I get you not wanting to ask people to contribute all the time. How selfish is your husband, though? It's his son, too. He should support. He should contribute. He should do whatever he has to do for his child. I mean, your husband should be teaching him how to earn money for school fundraisers and things like that. You shouldn't just have to make it so easy for him and just take the money or whatever. It's not just a mother's job, though. Where did he get that from, your husband? What does that even mean? I mean, where else can his son learn how to be a man but from his dad? This is about more than just money in the safe, though, I think. It's about your husband and his, I think you called them old school values and ideas. You don't have to stay in your place as a woman. This is not just a woman's job, but because you do what you do for your son, which does require spending money, that's why, I guess that's why he doesn't help you raise a son. He thinks you have it all under control, and he doesn't want to be a part of that. He shouldn't be accusing you, though, of stealing money. It's for your son, his son. He doesn't see you as a partner. He doesn't see you as an equal. And to me, that is a bigger issue in your household, in your marriage. That's what you guys need to focus on. Steve?
I don't agree with the whole assessment. And I'll tell you why. Because I think in this letter, what's happening is, I think they're not teaching the son the right values here. If you're going to give him all the money so he can be the top recruiter or earner at the class, and he get to come home and brag about he gave the most money than everybody, but ain't nobody earned nothing. I think we sending the wrong message to the boy. That's for starters. Now, let me get into this letter. Y'all been married for 11 years. He 8 years older than you. He old school. I spend a lot of money on my child's extracurricular activity and his annual school fundraisers. I understand that. I hate that I have to ask our friends to support our child, and I have to do this single-handedly because my husband won't ever help me. See, them schools, they got these little pimp systems out here going on. And I think it's unfair to dump this heavy load on the parents. First of all, schools nowadays have such a burden of homework that's due on the children that now the parents got to be participating in the homework. Now they come up with these unrealistic fundraisers because these schools want to appear like they're providing your child with all these wonderful experiences. But then now a lot of these schools require that the parents got to pay for all this extra stuff. Well, it's great that y'all coming up with these ideas, but now you dumping that on the parents, and it's already costly enough. By the time these parents pay for school supplies, the parents pay for books, education, trips to the school, field trips. Now we got to raise all this funds, these annual school fundraisers. Hold up. What else do the parents got to do? Now it's costing them all this money to educate their child, and I think that's unfair. And now you all have this pressure that you all put on these students because now you all are posting how much each student gives. So now this boy, you tired of begging your friends and stuff. Like, I'm not, hey.
Don't ask
you. Want your child to be, you know, super, super, super kid and all this here. That's your baby. Now, I've had the experience because, you know, look, you know, people had their little girl being Girl Scouts. And they come, hey, Mr. Steve, Mr. Harvey, Uncle Steve, all this here. I'm going to buy a box of cookies from you, baby. Mm-hmm. Or the whole box, not a box. Give me a carton. Now, get your baby out of my face. Okay? I bought 24 boxes of the peanut butter cookies.
Mm-hmm.
The Girl Scout cookies are good. They're not that damn good now. Come on.
Those Thin Mints.
Get your baby. Get your fundraiser. You know, maybe your baby ain't going to make this trip. How about that? Your baby ain't going to the White House. Obama ain't in there no how. So maybe your baby ain't going to the White House this year. I never went to the White House. I turn out just fine. I'll be back with Mo.
All right. Yes, you will. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, if it's in the house, it's mine. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, if it's in the house, it's mine.
Well, if it's in the house, it's yours. Let's get into it. The fundraisers at the school, I feel, are a bit unrealistic and unfair to dump that because now you've put an extra burden on the parents. I think that's too much. And then all parents are under the pressure, their child not looking good up at the school. But they post how much each child gives, so now your child came home as the top earner. Now, your child was doing an annual fundraiser, came home, you didn't feel like begging your friends for the money, so you done gave this boy $650 cash to donate to the fundraiser because I don't have time to beg. Then your child came home and bragged to his daddy that he raised the most money. Well, he didn't raise anything. And that's the misconception and where I part. I think that you all are hurting the child. You didn't let him go door to door. You didn't let him go, you know, sell nothing. You just gave the money, okay? He didn't fill out nothing. He didn't have to call his relatives or nothing like this. Now, this boy show up because you didn't feel like begging with $650. Your husband looked kind of crazy. So before bed, he asked you, how'd your child raise the most money? I told him I got the money out the safe under the bed. Then he tried to lecture me about stealing money. I had to remind him that what's mine is vice versa. And if it's in the house, it's mine. And yeah, I agree with what's yours is yours and what's hers is hers. But then at one point, it's got to be both of y'all's. So now if you're taking money out the house, that's both our money you're taking out the house. You know, at least notify me. Hey, I'm going to reach up under this safe and I'm going to give $650 for this boy. Now, he went on about supporting our child and leaving after school activities and fundraisers up to me. And I told him that they leave all this stuff up to me. He said, that's a mother's job. Well, it's not a mother's job. It's a parent's position. You can't dump that on the woman, dog. That's ignorant. It's your child, too. How that's a woman's job? How's a woman's job to raise money? Well, then it's your job to raise money, too, then, ain't it? Somebody got to get the money away. Somebody got to make payments. So that was unfair of him to say that to you. I told him that's exactly why I take whatever I need. My husband hid the safe after that night. And why does he act like I'm stealing from him? I know I could have told him before I took that much money, but what's the big deal? Well, that's exactly right. You should have told him before you took that much money. That's almost $1,000. Now, you done sent your boy up to the school, and he come home bragging. I raised more money than him. He ain't raised nothing. So now you weakening the boy. And the position I think that you're taking in this is wrong for your child, because now you babying the boy. I think the pressure they put on y'all is a bunch of bull. I do that, too. But I don't think it's about him. I don't think it's about him not participating. I think the husband should participate in this. But I don't think you all have to participate to the point where you're the number one contributor. I think there has to be a compromise made on your husband's part. And then I think if you had some help from your husband, you wouldn't feel tired and fatigued about it and all like this. But your husband has to get involved. He can't blame it on you if it's your job. Then if you're going to make it her job, then she's going to do it the way she want to do, and that's reach up under the safe and get the money.
Right.
Now, you done hid the safe. I don't know where in the house you can hide a damn safe, but I bet I can find it.
You would
I'd
find
be all
it?
Up in that garage. Oh, he at work. He at work. How you going to hide the safe? It's either in the garage or the basement. Where are we going with this? You know? Cause I'm gonna hear if you saw that hole in the wall in that plywood, I'm gonna hear that. That sheetrock, I hear that. And then you got the taping mud and taping bed and all that. I'm gonna see that. It's in there. So I just think it's a lot going on wrong in this letter. Y'all got to quit babying that boy though. Mm. He can't be the number one fundraiser. $650. Where they going?
A lot of money.
And the dad
what
it
know.
Is these days.
The dad.
What it is.
All y'all have had y'all kids. Shirley, I don't know how much I can gave Shirley, baby, over the years. All what? This stuff I done had to do for Sheridan. I don't know what I had to do. Sheridan, Tasha had a couple little things happening while we was in
she
Atlanta.
She had something all the time. It's just
she
part
had
of
it. I gave her. I buy a little yeah. box of cookies. You know, kid, you too late. I'm not helping your family.
So I can tell.
I've learned. Tommy came here the other day talking about this little boy doing something with the Little League. Tommy rich as hell. I know good and hell well he wasn't talking to me. With his rich ass.
But that's part of it, right, Tommy?
It's Tommy got enough money to buy the damn baseball team. I don't know why we talking.
The league.
Tommy can start a whole nother league. He damn near Snoop. He can start a league all this money he got.
I'm not, but I won't.
Didn't we just get a request from someone?
He just was sure.
Yeah, y'all ignored it. Y'all ignored it.
I said, didn't we just, it was from you, Tommy. Yeah, didn't we just get a request?
That's what he talking about.
Yeah, that's from Tommy. That's why, she don't like to ask her friends.
That's
the woman
that's
in the letter.
I said.
That's her point.
Yeah, it's the pain. Yeah,
I deal with that all the time.
I'm gonna tell you, this is what I've learned.
I ain't buying
it. It is hard for rich people to ask for money.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Uh-huh. Boy, cause Lord have mercy, they be look. Boy, you remember when The Rock and Oprah went to everybody? Talking about the money they need to give for Maui.
For Hawaii, yeah.
Whoo, they lit them up. I said, well, I best guess I won't be asking.
Yeah. Help for the mentoring. Uh-huh.
No, I quit asking for the mentoring camp. Skip it. I just pay what I can pay and have what I can have. It could go much better because they ain't my kids, but damn.
All right, post your comments.
I'm not trying to raise money for my kids. I'm trying to raise money for somebody else's kid, but they make you feel so bad about it.
Yeah.
And I just said, what the hell?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. And coming up at 46 minutes after, it's Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior.
Hey, listen, let's go ahead and say our condolences to the ESPN family and the Mortensen family. Chris Morton passed away. The reporter for NFL Live on ESPN.
Chris Mortensen?
Yeah, Chris Mortensen passed away, Unc, at 72 from stage 4 throat cancer. He was diagnosed in 2016. And man, so yeah, man, so you know, he covered the NFL draft a lot. He mock drafts and everything else. He was really, 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 really good at what he did, man. So we want to just send our condolences out to the Mortensen family. Yeah, also, sure. Unc, over the weekend, you know, we had the NFL Combine, but, you know, Xavier Worthy set the record in the 40-yard dash. Man, I'm telling you, boy. Boy, that boy was skating. 4-2-1? Woo! The record, 4-2-1.
He made it look effortless, too, boy.
Yeah. Ah, man. Remember, you used to be that fast.
It didn't look effortless to me.
He looked like he was flying, man. He was flying.
It looked like he was.
God.
He was good, man. Caleb Williams.
Hey, Tommy, what you think your 40 time is right now?
Yeah, what you think?
Right now? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thick something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Right there.
No way.
Where you at, Junior?
Yeah, I'm probably about 5'9". I'd probably push that.
I can't do that one.
Really?
Yeah, about 5'9". What? It's got to be faster than Tommy's. We know that.
Well, yeah, no, Junior. Now, you know, Tommy pulled a hamstring.
He didn't pull no hamstring. He forgot which leg it was on. He forgot which leg it was. No, he forgot which leg it was.
He pulled a hamstring. Yeah, yeah, he pulled a hamstring, but it was after the race, though.
Across the finish line.
He crossed the line.
He crossed the finish line.
We had all our money on Tommy.
I saw that.
Tommy,
I'm running 40 right now. I'll probably run a 40 and about like an 8-4.
That's what I'm saying. They talking about 5'9". I'm like, really?
I'd be down there about an 8'4". Strong ass 8'4".
8'4".
10.
8 hours.
10, 11.
Oh, no, 8 seconds. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, 8 seconds. I'll be down there. I'll be down there eventually. You're going to think I'm running 100.
So, after you start, when you get down there, it's going to be you show before 10 seconds. 40 yards.
You get to that, oh, you get to down that 12 yard line.
Yeah, but you're going to be down there.
Dog, when I come out the blocks, that's when the problems start. Sit right there. God, dog. Everything lock up. I'd be surprised if I cross that 40 line and my butthole is still intact.
Okay.
Oh.
Right.
We don't need to know that.
I'm probably going to have to blow that out to run a hard 40.
Okay.
I'm at least have to have a strong set of hemorrhoids right after that.
Junior.
I'm going to need an ice pack for sure.
I'm sorry, Shirley. Because
right after that. I'm sorry. Right.
Thank you, Junior.
I know that thing about to come out.
No thanks, Steve. A woman on social media needs some advice, Steve. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is from Terry on Steve Harvey FM. Terry says, I'm a part of a group of business owners, and a few leaders of this group approached me about running for Congress. They say they will back me and help with fundraising. While the thought is intriguing, as I have a lot of ideas on what a congresswoman should be trying to accomplish, however, I have a past. It remains in the past, but when I was much younger, I did all the things stupid young adults do. Cheated on my husband multiple times, to whom I am very happily married to this day. Occasionally party too hard and too illegally and so on. I am convinced / scared that some or all of this will come out. It's very far in my past, but if it comes to light, I can't imagine the damage it would do to my family. I have to, I've put off the people asking me to run, but to be fair, I'd love to run, and I think I would do a great job, but I'm so scared my closet full of skeletons would burst out into the open. What
skeletons
should I
in
do?
Your closet, waiting to come outside. Some of my daytime's nightmares has always been my biggest fear. You can't run.
She can't?
Yeah. No, you can't run.
What?
You can't run. She asked me, Shirley. She can't
run. I know.
I'm
just surprised that you said that.
She can't run.
Okay. Go ahead.
So that's
it? Too wild. It didn't happen. Now, listen to me. You could run if you my age, but she don't sound like she my age. See, you my age, you can run. Mm-hmm. Cyberspace wasn't back open back then. Most of my stuff people would never know about. Ain't no pictures, wasn't no internet, wasn't no camera phones, nothing. You had to bring a roll-up phone, and if I snatched it out your hand and stepped on it, it was gone. Now, I've had to do that. So, she can't run.
Wait a minute,
she can't run. Oh, I slapped you out. Oh, that little paper phone, I slapped that out your hand and stepped on it in a minute. Yeah, yeah. Because I can hear you taking the picture.
Crank, crank, crank.
So, Carla cranking it with. Yeah.
If you have a pass, you can't run for political office. You have to be a perfect person. That's what you're saying.
She can't run. There are no perfect people. You ain't Donald Trump. You ain't white. White people can do that. Donald Trump.
Okay. Because he was president.
And you can do that. You are white men with money can do that. Black women with families, no. You see what they do in the Fanny?
Oh, yeah.
Your husband cannot take that. Your children can't take her. You ain't finna make no money being no damn congressperson. No way. This ain't even worth it. Ain't no money in
there. She has ideas.
Yeah. Man, damn them people.
Boy.
What?
She's trying to help all them people. You can't help your people and destroy yourself in the meantime. They gonna eat this woman up, and that's her fear. You cannot lose your family and everything you've worked for trying to... So what? Let them people run. Yeah, you would do a good job and all like that.
She wants to be of service to the people. And just her past is getting in her way.
And we need more of us.
She can't get nothing accomplished as no congressman. No way. Too much red tape.
She doesn't feel that way.
Well, the Republicans going to shoot it down anyway. What you wasting your time
for? I think you're being a dream killer.
You're discouraged.
Uh-huh. I think you are.
I tell you what. Go on, run.
I knew he was going to say it. Are you getting mad?
Go on, run. Go ahead.
He's got to at least try. I mean,
go ahead and try. Go ahead.
What if Obama had felt like that? People were encouraging him
to
run.
He ain't got that kind of pass. He smoked weed when he was 15. That was it.
Well, they tried to make something of that.
She parted way too hard. She said she cheated on her husband several times.
But they're married
now.
She
said she was wild.
She said illegally, too.
Yeah.
Illegally. She got some issues, man. Don't do this, lady.
but why are you holding your
arm? Why is you mad?
Mess your life up. Listening to Junior. Hell. Listen to Junior ass. Junior just been up here all upset because his ass ain't Santa Claus. What are you talking to him about?
We'll have
he
more
just
of
found
the
out he didn't get the movie
show.
Role being Santa Claus. He came to work depressed.
We'll have more
tell
of the
how many times you done slept with all these men. You know how depressed you finna be?
Right after this.
You listening to the Junior folk.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, sorry to break it to you, but your name may be aging you, okay? Kids on TikTok say the names that were popular back in the 90s and early 2000s are no longer cool. But even worse, they're considered old people names. Old people names. Even young-sounding names like Ashley, Brittany, and Derek are now considered old. Don't even mention names like Nathaniel and Rodney and David and Craig. And for the ladies, Nicole, Amanda, Yolanda, Rochelle, and Bridget, those are all old people names, according to the young people. So here's a question.
Hell yeah, Shirley.
Oh yeah, I know. Shirley, and Ann is my middle name? Come on. Thanks, Mom. All right. So what are some other old names, guys? Old names.
Marcellus.
Old. Gus.
Gus.
Hello. Patrick.
Johnny.
Geraldine. Thomas. Hell yeah, Thomas old. Thomas, anything.
Tommy.
Is Carla old? Carla's not old.
Carla old too.
Yes,
hell
it's
yeah.
old. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Reginald.
Monica.
Benjamin.
Old.
Otis.
Reginald.
Willie. All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of... We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather see your future or change your past? Which one?
The hell with the past. I'm going to see my future.
I'm over that.
Hey, we done that.
You got to change a damn thing.
Yeah. So you want to see your future.
See the future.
Okay. Yeah. Well, would you want to know the date you were going to die?
No.
Sometimes I think, yeah.
Well, listen to who talking.
That's a good question.
No.
Yeah. Or would you rather know how?
No, I ain't got no how.
Uh-uh.
I don't want to know the date either, because I'd be sleeping here.
That's
but the date.
What?
Say that again, Steve.
Next week.
I'd be sitting up in here so damn concerned.
When it's 25? Oh, Lord.
Oh. Well, today is the day.
It's your last show, huh?
Nice working with you.
I'd be the dad, but we got to the date. I'd be the word myself.
Yeah, you'd be the kill yourself. What happened? Tommy had one more week.
Oh, he couldn't make it, though.
He got on out of here, didn't he?
Anybody seen Steve? Boy, I'll be somewhere trying to avoid that damn thing. Maybe if I don't see him.
You can't run or hide from it. All right, would you rather none of your friends like your spouse or none of your friends, none of your spouse's friends like you?
Oh, B.
B.
Yeah.
Okay. None of your spouse's friends like you.
I ain't putting
like
all
you.
That on my wife. Hell no. Yeah. I'll take it.
They don't like you.
They don't like
okay.
me. I can't sit around them no way, so whatever.
Okay. Would you rather constantly itch or be in constant pain one day a year?
Okay,
just for
just
one day, would you rather always
one
be...
one day a year.
Yeah, that one day a year. But that just walking around itching all day.
Stand up looking nasty.
Ooh, Tommy be scratching all the time.
Oh,
I would like to just
why
be
don't
in
your
pain
ass
one day
take
a year.
A bath?
Moisturize.
So just pain one day a year. Okay. Yeah. Would you rather always tell the truth, but people distrust everything you say? Or would you rather always lie and people trust and believe everything you say?
I want that.
Beef,
I
sure.
want that right there.
Work yeah, for me. That's it.
I know which one you guys are going to say that.
It'll work for me.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy.
Work for you, Steve.
Believe all these lies. Yeah. I'm going to tell them anyway. So,
would you rather always be stressed but busy, or would you rather always be bored? Stressed and busy, or always bored?
Stressed.
Well, the problem with bored is you ain't got nothing going on. Your ass finna be real stressed in a minute. Because the first of the month is coming.
It's here, yes. All right. Thanks, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday.
Hey, I have some closing remarks. I was kind of joking around and fooling with Junior today. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say something really, really serious about it, too, because, you know, look, everybody that I know is on a quest for success. The majority of people I know, they want two things to happen in their life. They want to be successful and they want to be happy. Those are mostly the people I know. Now, if you live your life on that internet, you will introduce yourself to a whole set of other people who are in this world to hate, to be miserable, and to let you know how miserable they are, they're going to make sure you're miserable too. Because one thing I've learned and the internet has taught me well, hurt people hurt people. And that's why you see so much of it. And it's just a lot of people out there that's hurting in this world, and their idea is to make you hurt too. Well, that's something Dr. Phil taught me a long time ago. He said, blowing my candle out don't make yours brighter. It's just that the average person don't understand that. So like I was starting this thing by saying that most people I know want to be successful and most people I know want to be happy. In your quest for that, prepare yourself for a series of disappointments. Because in the disappointment happens to be where all of your lessons lie. I just don't know any other way to explain it. Every disappointment I've had in my life, as I pull back the disappointment, there is a valuable lesson I have to learn in that. You know what?
when something doesn't go your way, you have an opportunity to grow. Because here's what I do when something doesn't go my way. I immediately figure out, what role did I play in this? Was I not prepared? What decision could I have made to have possibly brought about a different decision? How could I have turned this no into a yes? Why did they tell me no? Was it something I did, something I said, something I didn't provide? That's how you grow in life. You are not going to get through this thing called life without disappointments. It is a part of the process. And I'm going to tell you something else, too, on your way to being successful and happy. You're going to have more no's than yeses. That's just the deal of it. There is something, a statistic, and I don't have the exact number, but these numbers are roundabout. Michael Jordan, who has been arguably called the greatest basketball player of all time, has taken 940-some game-winning shots. He's had the ball in his hand 900-some times for the game winner. He has made 146 of them. That's a lot of misses, man. That's a lot of misses. But they don't write about your misses. They write about the ones that went in. They write stories and take pictures and make headlines about the game-winning shot. Michael Jordan against Utah, when Byron Russell or whatever his name was checking him, and he sort of pushed off with his hand and stepped back and shot that for the game winner to win the series against Utah. He missed some shots that game. He didn't make all of them, but you know the one they wrote the story about? They wrote the story about the game winner. That's what they write about. I've had a lot of shows canceled in my life. You know the ones they write about? The ones that I'll get awards for, the ones that was hits. I've had more shows canceled, and I've pitched more shows in Hollywood that never will see the light of day than I have had actual shows on TV. I'm telling you, man, in Hollywood, I've probably been, and this is not exaggerating, I've been in at least 120 pitch meetings, if not more. Out of those 120 pitch meetings, personal shows that I've created, you know how many of those shows made it to TV? 6. 120 pitch meetings. I can tell you, Steve Harvey's Big Time was a show that I created. The Return of Showtime at the Apollo was my idea. Little Big Shots was an idea I came up with. The Judge Show was an idea I came up with. And really, the two other shows I came with were shows that other people ended up on. I have maybe 6 shows of the 120 pitch meetings I've been to. They didn't write none of y'all about them 114 no's, but they wrote about the 6 that made it. You will have far more disappointments than you will wins, but enjoy the wins. Celebrate the victories. Realize, man, that all of that was a process. And every time they told me no at a pitch meeting, I fixed it and repaired it and shaped it and redid it and went back in there with something that they couldn't say no to. So, man, prepare yourself for a series of disappointments, but celebrate the wins and the victories. And every time somebody tells you no, that moves you one step closer to the yes. Just going to have to get on a lot of steps before you get to yes. Those are my closing remarks. Happy Monday, Junior. Pick your head up. Hey, Merry Christmas. Have a great day. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Hey, Santa Claus.
For all
All Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.